9 o'clock last night. Tony phoned me last night and to say that he's come off a hunger strike, that Enda Kenny has agreed to meet him within the next 3 to 4 days to discuss his main issues, like, you know. So that was good news, and he had a bowl of mushroom soup.
So what will come out of the meeting with Enda Kenny now? What's Tony hoping to come out of this meeting?
Well, he's hoping to bring that, you know, through with the self-employed, that you know, he has a number of issues there with the self-employed, that because he doesn't want to pay the property tax, that he's effectively not allowed to work because he can't get his tax clearance certificate. Tony's issue is that if he doesn't mind the government taking him to court for the property tax, but they have to allow him to work in the meantime. And, you know, so we'll see what happens now. We'll see what happens over the next few days. And the main thing is now Tony is off the hunger strike, and that was our main priority, to try and get him off the hunger strike.
What has he actually achieved through this hunger strike, though? He hasn't got the national media attention he's wanted, and, well, the property tax is not going to be abolished.
Well, no, to be honest, I knew myself that he wasn't going to achieve, I think, maybe what he thought he was going to achieve, but he has achieved a hell of a lot. I mean, you take around Dublin and places like that, and the support that he's gathered for himself and for, well, actually for you know, the cause that we're fighting against here, it's been absolutely phenomenal all over Ireland. Like, you know, he's got some negative views as well, but mostly very positive views for one man standing up for what he believes in.